Time again for the Texas Toast Tap Room. We're going to feature some new radio streaming singles like we always do. In addition, kind of have a little discussion about some Valentine's Day stuff. One of our current episodes out right now with Parker McCollum. We're super proud of that. We'll talk about that and more right now on Texas on Tap. Go! Texas on Tap Time with Miss Helen and producer Kyle. Hey.
Hey, how are you feeling after getting off that nice chat with Mr. Josh Abbott?
I feel really good. It's been a great morning around here.
Good. Yeah, that was a really cool conversation. I'm excited to get that one out. And it's weird because we got to wait a couple weeks. Typically, we're just like turn and burn. Yes. But we've kind of been blessed with like awesome guests and like we're having a double up and record multiple. So while we're having these awesome conversations, you guys just have to wait.
Have to wait and make sure you absolutely tune in. Really good ones and that we've already got out and especially up and coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll talk some more about that later. You want to talk about some tunes?
Yes, I'll go ahead and jump in. I'm telling you, there's a song out to radio and I was just so impressed with this song. I'm sure you were too. Justin Hunter. Name of the song is Long Way from Abilene. And it's got that old school kind of 90s kind of feel, but mm-hmm. I mean, the steel guitar, the fiddle, all the traditional sounds that are in the song. And then his voice, it's so full. And then the harmonies that come in, it's just a really great song. And okay, let's talk about the song and the meaning of the song. Basically a gypsy soul chasing a dream. And her life's, I love this one line, her life's been tangled just like her windblown hair. Mm-hmm. And as long as there's a highway, there's no place called home. And she's not gone back yet to Abilene. They're still looking for her. I guess I'll be looking for her for a while, but this is a super strong tune. Please check it out. Justin Hunter, Long Way from Abilene. It is out to radio. You will be hearing that on your favorite Texas country radio stations in your local area. And he has a great story. He actually is in Cleburne now, but he grew up in Wichita Falls. He did rodeo. He played football in high school. He went to the Army, served some time serving our country. And I just think that he's got a whole bunch of good stuff up and coming as well. Now, everyone's going to really love this one. Open a tap room door for brand new radio release from Ray Nicole. This is Book of Mama and John.
I remember Sunday school, rugged cross in the golden rule, raised with love by her gentle hand. She's the reason who I am. Greater love has no man to lay their life down for a friend. She taught me of love ordained to live life fully and chase my dreams.
love this Book of Mama and Sean. I love some of the lines in here. When she left home, how the devil tried to take her mom's voice's place, but Mama was always there. Something that I think it was, there was a line in there about hanging the clothes on the line and just the simple things like Amazing Grace and singing Amazing Grace in the pews at church. But does anybody clothesline hang anymore? Hang their clothes on the clothesline.
That's hilarious. We have clotheslines in our backyard. We're the neighborhood I live in Austin is pretty old, I guess. And like us and at least our neighbors definitely have clotheslines, but I've never even thought about using it.
Oh, they're the best. I mean, your clothes, your towels and especially your sheets will smell so fresh. That used to be my favorite thing. I'd be at my nanny's and like, we would like hang the clothes on the line on bright sunny days in the summer. It was so cool, especially in the spring.
Have to
it
try really that out. Good.
Yeah. I mean, I totally would still have a clothesline if I could. And by the way, that particular song, I'm getting off track, Ray Nicole, Book of Mama and John, and it was produced by Chad Muldeen. And so just all around great song. So congratulations to her on another great radio release.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I'm going to kick mine off and we'll keep the tap room doors open, keep this kind of Valentine's Day week love song thing going. And this is Corey Michael. We just discovered him and I'm just obsessed with him lately. And he's got a new one out this week to stream. He's called Why.
Rolling highways, all these questions running through my mind. Like, why does dreaming always make it harder to survive? And why the stars seem to take forever to align? Why do we distance if it hurts even a little bit? We always tell each other distance is the medicine that makes us stronger. Well, my heart beats crazy when I'm gone. Her body saves me when I'm home. Says there's angels in the atmosphere, and I swear God let one live here. She's so good, she's so good. Well, I could take a walk around the world a million times, fly a spaceship through the universe and never find something so good. She's so good.
simple, good love song. I mean, there's so much that I can say, but man, it's the timing is right. It's a beautiful tune. You know, it's just like a slow dancing thing. The concept's really cool. And what sucked me into this song was that first verse when it starts, he's just asking, firing away all these questions that we all want answers to, you know, and then it drops in and it, like I said, pretty simple love song. Generally, it's like, you know, she tells me why. I can't remember exactly what he said, but it's she is why. She tells me why. She lets me know, you know, but
she reminds me why.
She reminds me why. There you go. Yeah. You're the lyric lady. Thank you for backing me up on that one. But strong chorus melody. Yeah. He's awesome. I'm obsessed with everything he does right now. So sorry. Go ahead.
And I love what he did with his voice, like about 40 seconds left in the song, how he just kind of raised it up on that line. Oh, yeah. I can't keep my hands. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. And it's amazing to think, I mean, I'm in a good, solid relationship, but you know, it's like, that's a pretty powerful, like perfect love story song. Like, wow. Why?
Yeah. He captured it for sure and did a great job. So good stuff from Corey. Expect more great things. And then next up, Michael Kelton, our buddy, More Than Music Creations and Beyond, and we'll talk about them a little bit more in a minute. But man, this song's beautiful, and like I said, another one in the same theme, perfect Valentine's Day release. It's just beautiful sounds, ethereal guitars, the big drums, and the overall production is just very fascinating to me. It fits very well. Another super simple chorus, but his voice sounds awesome, and I just really love the simplicity of it all. Like, all the individual sounds instrumentally just were able to shine and cut through and kind of be the focus in an equal way to the vocal. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that makes total sense. And it's one of those songs that as I listen to it over and over, 3 or 4 times, listen to it through, it's like you just be quiet and listen.
Yep.
And enjoy.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It like helped me relax almost. Like I wasn't feeling extra anxious or anything, but like it just brought me to another level of just like comfort. So thanks for that, Michael.
Yes. Awesome.
And speaking of Michael, before we move into what's going on in Texas, we'll talk about our friends at More Than Music Creations. We got a lot of cool stuff in the pipe with them. I had a nice conversation with Michaela last week, and we're going to be doing some cool little social media stuff in the next few weeks. So you guys keep an eye out for that. But in the meantime, head over to morethanmusiccreations.com. Check out all the cool stuff they've got. They've got unique lines and sets from multiple different Texas country artists that you know and love, as well as some unique handcrafted stuff that's just really cool art. You know, Michaela's an artist. She's married to an artist, Michael, who is yes. Pat Green's drummer and also the guy we just talked about. So yeah, they support us. They're great to us. They've become good friends. So go check them out and get you some.
Have you ever wondered how artists like Treaty Oak Revival, Red Clay Strays, and Aaron Watson maintain the high quality and high demand for their merchandise? CH Lone Star Promo is the answer. Created in Texas to serve Texas artists, and they're currently offering 15% off on all merch orders from musicians. Visit chlonestarpromo.com to get started and tell them Texas Toast sent you.
I was reading the other day that it takes at least $1 million to break an artist. That's a ton of change, and it can feel overwhelming. But with social media leveling the playing field, you just need an effective strategy to release your music. Check out Release Rocket to ensure your single does not die after release day. You've already put time, effort, and tons of money into writing and recording your album. Let the guys at Release Rocket keep your new release alive.
So I want to talk real quick on some things that are popping on the charts, and especially popping at radio. This week, big ads for radio went to Silverada, Wyatt Flores, Austin Dixon. We talked about him last week. And also Kelly Kending has a good song out named Whiskey Fingers. So I did want to bring those up. And Casey Donahue has a number one this week with Oklahoma.
Oh, wow. Cool.
That's pretty cool.
Very nice. Yeah, there was a couple tunes that I wanted to talk about this week, but I figured I wanted to I simplified my picks revolving around the Valentine's Day theme because I like how that all kind of worked out. But Jason Scott, who I discovered last year, dropped another new song to streaming today. It's called Bernadette. It's a lot of fun. And then quite a few other streaming releases this week. So check all that stuff out. And then also the big news for me, or at least in my opinion, the thing that I saw this week that I'm the most excited about is Carson Jeffrey announced a live album recording, and they're going to do it in Cat Spring. And he's got Tyler Halverson opening up the show. That's not for a while. It's going to be May 11th, but man, that's on my calendar. I'm going to be there for that. I'm super stoked.
Oh man, old stomping grounds for me right there.
Oh yeah. That's so cool. I figured you'd be excited about that.
I am very excited about that. I'm very excited about this also. I'm just going to start reading something. Valentine's Day means something different to everyone. For Texas country music artist Kyle Garrett, being able to travel through life's journey, knowing that you have someone you love by your side.
Aww.
Congratulations on the video release of Backseat Driver. It's a great video. And the write up in Entertainment Focus was really cool. Proud of you. I was like, I had tears.
That was very cool.
Love the video.
Thank you. Yeah, we had a lot of fun making that. I was just kind of being silly this morning on Instagram, but Caitlin, or I call my girlfriend KB. That was her acting debut, and she's the star. She stole the camera.
She's beautiful. She took it away. She's awesome. Yeah. I just love her spirit. I can just tell she has a great spirit, great personality, and y'all look too cute. It's just so good. I was just like, oh.
Thank you. Yeah, it was fun. You just back to the simple something about Valentine's Day and like love like that and like a good love. It's just like there's a lot of simplicity. Or in my mind, for some reason, it feels simple and in a good way. You know, it's like when things are right, when things are good, when a love song's written well, it's just a simple thing and it just feels good. So that's kind of what we were going for in the video. But thanks for saying that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. Yeah, it's funny. It's Valentine's Day, and Kyle and I got on this morning to do the Josh Abbott podcast interview, and he was like, how's it going? Da, da, da. And I'm like, I'm such a guy. Like, I forgot it's Valentine's Day. Usually the guys forget things.
Another day.
So yeah, this morning it was like, oh, and by the way, Ron was headed out the door. He's like, oh, by the way, happy Valentine's Day. I was like, oh, geez, oh my God.
He's just giving you a hard time. Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't care. He's probably got something nice planned for you, I bet.
I don't know. But I saw something on I was watching morning news this morning, and they were at all the flower shops and hyping up Valentine's Day, and they were showing these blue roses. I just couldn't get into the blue roses. But actually they're like kind of manufacturer color, which tells somebody that you're unique or you're different. I don't know about the blue roses.
I'm staring at these roses right here. I'll show you if you're watching, you can see.
Oh, beautiful.
They're like white with a little pink, natural. Maybe a little purple. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've seen blue before. These were a new color to me. So that's why I got them there. I thought they were
really
pretty.
Yeah, that kind of looks like look a little variegated there. Those are pretty. Those are natural, soft, beautiful roses. The blue is like it's like a royal blue.
Ew.
It's just like a cobalt blue. Royal.
That feels like it. That shouldn't exist. So, yeah, weird.
Anyway, that was my education this morning. I also ran up on a conversation the other day about tattoos. Okay, so people are getting the the Spotify barcode for their favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've seen that before too. And like artists, I think that's probably where that started, is they'd get their own code tattooed. It's like a built-in business card. If you've got a little barcode on your body and somebody could just hold their phone up to it. Kind of crazy. Yeah, but also like kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. But when we were sitting around, we were watching the football game, and like it got brought up, and it was like, and everybody thinks, well, Helen, you're into music. Don't you know about that? I'm like, no, I didn't know about that, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool too, because Spotify does that, and it's a unique type of code. It's not like a QR code, right? But it never expires. So like QR codes generally like stop working at a certain point. I think you can like redo them and use the same one somewhat, but like with the Spotify code, it'll work forever. So I mean, it'd be weird for me, because I could get a Kyle Garrett one, but then on a different part of my body, I'd have to get one from my other bands from the past and stuff. So then I'd just be covered in barcodes. That would be kind of silly, but no, I like it. I think it's a pretty cool little, everybody has different opinions on tattoos. Like some people, tattoos are very, very meaningful. And in my case, I've got a bunch of like really just silly little tattoos that I, don't regret, but like acknowledge that they're just kind of fun and silly.
Yeah. Like my son has like the most awesome tattoos. He has like the whole sleeve and everything, but everything he does is for a reason. Mm. There is an explanation behind everything. He's pretty covered. They're really cool.
Very cool. Yeah, I'll get there one day. I've my priorities have been in a different place, but I definitely want to add some stuff to the collection.
That's cool. So
are you going to get a tattoo?
Yeah. You sound like my son now. Cody's like, Mom, when are you? I don't know. I just said, I don't know. I don't know.
It'll happen at some point.
I know. I'm always at seat of my pants, spur of the moment. I'll be like, okay, here we go. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's all I had for news this week. Nothing crazy. Like I said, a couple different, or quite a few new streaming releases. And next week is stacked. Like a bunch of our like really, really close friends of the show, are dropping music. So it's going to be super hard for me to limit mine down to two. We might end up talking about 15 songs next week. So
I know it's going to be the same with radio. Cause I've already gotten a heads up on some. So yeah. Same
thing. Okay. Well, if you haven't checked out the Parker McCollum episode this week, that's obviously a big one for us. I posted a sort of sentimental post on Facebook about it, but you know, we're coming up on 3 years. This birthday party show that we've got on March 16th is going to be probably pretty emotional just because it's crazy that we've gotten here. It's crazy that we, you know, I always think about our first interaction where you were kind of like, what is this? And I was like, oh, I don't know if this is going to work. And now here we are. We had Parker McCollum on the show. That's just pretty, pretty cool. You know, that's like one of those things. And this might be a weird correlation, but in my head, it's like whenever people find out that I'm a musician, right? Or have throughout my life and been like, oh, you're like in a garage band. It's like, oh, you just got a little podcast. And it's like, no, we had Parker McCollum on the show. Dude sells, 40,000 to like, he's. You know who he is. This is real. Okay. So maybe a little bit of bitterness actually hidden in there now that I think about it, but I don't know. It just felt bittersweet and really cool. And like I said, we've got crazy guests coming up too. So I was feeling proud and happy for us. And that conversation was great. So go check it out.
Yes, it was a great conversation. Very good. Cause you know, I've known Parker since the very beginning when he first started doing music, obviously we were spinning his stuff on radio, saw him playing at the small shows, and now look at him. So that was a great interview for me to be able to, from the beginning, see how he has progressed and kind of in between, not so much be in the business. And then here we are, and then having him on the podcast, that was very rewarding. And it was a great visit, great interview. And same thing with Josh Abbott. It was great catching up with him.
Yep. And like we said, you're going to have to wait a little while for the Josh Abbott one because next week we've got Mike from Silverada joining the show. And that was a super cool conversation. Fun. Yeah. Yes. And, you know, like we try to keep you guys in touch on what's going on. We're a little late just because we're kind of stacked up with these interviews. But I mean, that's probably the biggest news so far of the year for Texas country music is that name change there. And we get all into it. We get into a bunch of the songs on the record, what's to come from those guys. So check that one out. If you're listening on Spotify, give us a 5-star. Apple Music, just scroll down, give us a 5-star. It takes 1 second. You don't have to sign in. You don't have to give away any personal information. You share it on Facebook, like just anything, like just think of the easiest thing you can do to like help get us in front of someone else. And I've been saying this lately, but that's worth more than $20. You know, we could ask you for money, but we'd rather you just share what we're doing.
Yes.
If you don't like what we're doing, don't tell anybody. Just stop listening and go away.
Go away.
Yeah.
Don't come play on our playground. Don't come play on our playground.
Yeah. I mean, you're welcome if you want, but, you know, I don't know. I figured if you're listening at this point, you're probably a fan of our bullshit.
Right on, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's
all good.
How we are. So yeah, good stuff going on at Texas Host Podcast. Good stuff going on in the industry. Mm-hmm. And we did have an industry visit. That's gonna be another one that's gonna be dropping coming out. So covering it all right here on the Texas Toast.
Cheers.
Cheers.